Today's shir in Mishnah Berurah Yomi is Daf Ayin Zayin Omud Beis, and we're going to finish off the halachos of Birchas HaTorah, and we're in Siman Mem Zayin Seif Katan Yud Gimel, which starts on Ayin Zayin Omud Aleph at the bottom. And the Mechaber says, Hamashkim Kodim Or Hayom. If somebody wakes up early in the morning before dawn, and he's learning Lilmod, so he makes Birchas HaTorah, Mevorach Birchas HaTorah, as soon as he wakes up in the middle of the night and is planning on staying up all day, that Birchas HaTorah counts for the entire day. And then when he goes to shul in the morning, after it's already dawn, he doesn't make another Birchas HaTorah. The Mishnah Berurah in Siv Katan Yud Chavtes writes, Va'af im chozer v'yoshen, achakach shnatz keba, kodim or hayom, o bayom. The person wakes up in the middle of the night after he went to sleep. He gets up and learns, so he makes a Birchas HaTorah because his sleep during the nighttime in bed and pajamas negated the earlier Birchas HaTorah from the day before. So now he's mechuyev to make a new Birchas HaTorah. But then he gets up at 2 in the morning, he stays up for an hour and learns, and he goes back to sleep. Even though he's going back to sleep in his bed and with pajamas, when he wakes up in the morning, the Mishnah Berurah paskens he does not have to make a new Birchas HaTorah. Why? Because that Birchas HaTorah they made at 2 o'clock in the morning was for that entire upcoming day, even though he went back to sleep after learning for an hour or two. Nevertheless, that Birchas HaTorah goes for the following day as well as the following evening. The Kol Zeh Lefi HaYesh Omrim Shebesif Yud Aleph. This is in accord with the opinion that we brought down in yesterday's shir in Sif Yud Aleph that said that making a Birchas HaTorah and then not learning is not constituting a hefsek. But according to the first opinion that was brought down, that it is a hefsek if one sleeps. According to that, that you do have to make a new bracha, so that in this situation, according to the first opinion, that you are mechuyev to make a new bracha after you go to sleep. So certainly you see here, certainly you went to sleep at nighttime, so certainly you can make a new bracha. Then the Mechaber continues and he writes, Hamashkim kodim or hayom. If a person gets up early in the morning, Mevarach kol seder ha-brachos. He makes all the other brachos of Birchas HaShachar as well. One exception, Chutz mi-birkas hanosein lasechvi bina. Except he doesn't make the bracha, the first bracha of the Birchas HaShachar, hanosein lasechvi bina. And he also does not say the parsha of the Parshas HaTomid, which we'll learn much more about in the next siman. The reason for this is Sheyamtin Mimil Omer, he should hold off saying this Ad Sheyeor Hayom until it's daytime. Mishnah Berurah in Siv Katan Lamed explains Vafilu B'Mashkim Achatzos Halayla La'eze Inyan. Even if a person gets up after it's midnight for any reason, V'Daito Lachzor V'Lishon Od Achar Kach Shnas Keva, and even though he's planning on going back to sleep for Shnas Keva, even in this situation, Afilu Hochi Yochel Varach Kolelu Habrachos, he is allowed to say Birchas HaTorah and Birchas HaShachar, and then when he wakes up in the morning after he went back to sleep, Shuv Lo Yitzarech Levarach Osam Shiyakum B'Boker. He doesn't have to make those brachos again. Again, with the exception Levad B'Birchas Elokai Neshama, except for the bracha of Elokai Neshama Shnasatibi, that he should say when he wakes up in the middle of the night, Beli Chasima, without the concluding words to the bracha, Hamachsir Neshamos Lefkorim Esim, he shouldn't conclude that. And when he says the bracha of Hamavir Sheina, he should also say that without Shem HaKodesh Baruch Hu, below Haskoras Hashem. And then when he wakes up in the morning, he should say those with Shem U'Malchus when he wakes up again in the morning. He then tells us to look in the Bir Halacha, where the Chafetz Chaim writes in the Dibur HaMaskil HaMashkim Kol Demor Hayom, he says, B'diyeved im Beirach Gan Birchas Elokai Neshom Rishon Asatibi En Amav Rishenu Kiroi B'Pamarishon, if you did say them in the middle of the night when you woke up and then you went back to sleep, he says, nevertheless, the Das of the Pri Chodosh is that you do make the Bracha again in the morning, even though you already made it with Shem Malchus, and he says this is the opinion of the Chai Yodim as well. However, the Shari Tshuva disagrees and says, no, you don't make the bracha again, and this is also the opinion of Derech HaChaim. Reason is because Safik Brachos L'Hokl does point out, however, Im Tokval of Shino, you weren't planning on going back to sleep and you made the brachos, and then you did go back to sleep by accident, then L'Kuli Amra Lo Lachzor Ulevarech Osom, he brings down the name of the Prichodosh, and then in that situation, you certainly don't have to make the brachos again. Siv Katan Lamed Aleph, the Mishnah Berurah explains in regard to that the Mechaber said you don't make the bracha of Anosin Lasech Levina. He says, however, Ha'achronim Iskimu Shagam Bracha Zu Yochel Levarach Afilu Kol Demishorar Yom. There are Achronim that he brings down that one in fact could say this bracha even before dawn. However, Ach Yesh Omrim Shelechatchilo Yesh Lizor Shelo Levarach Osol Kol Demishorar Hayom. But ideally, you shouldn't do it before daylight has occurred, unless in Losh Hashanah Kol Atarnagol, and then you certainly can do it. b'di'eved, yotzafilu lo shama kol tarnigol. But if you did, in fact, make this bracha earlier in the morning before dawn, even though you didn't hear a tarnigol, you are yotzei and you don't repeat the bracha. The Mishnah Berurah does point out, dafka sheber chosol mechatzos laila ve'elf. This is only if you did it after midnight. But everybody agrees if it was kodim chatzos, afilu b'di'eved yachzav yivarech, if you woke up early in the middle of the night, before midnight, you made the bracha, hanotzei lasech v'vina, then you have to repeat this bracha after dawn. Even afilu imshoma kol tarnigol. This is true even if you did hear the rooster somehow crowing in the middle of the night before Chatzos. He tells us to then look in the Bir Halacha. The Chafetz Chaim goes into more detail about this. He brings down the name of Yachronim, that is the Magen Avraham, in the name of the Zohar, and the Gra, and the Prichodesh, and the Chayi Adam, that you are allowed to make the Bracha before dawn. Whereas the Chayi Adam is the opinion that he brought down as the Yesh Omrim, that you can't. He goes into further detail as well, Ayin Sham. The Ramah then remarks, Hagah, before a person learns, he should go wash his hands, if at all possible. However, if he doesn't have water, then you can go and make the bracha birchas haTorah and learn, even though you didn't wash your hands. Like with all other brachos, other brachos that you make, even though you have not washed your hands. However, of course, we're not talking about that you didn't wash your hands at all, negovasa, when you woke up, because one shouldn't say the shem of HaKodesh Baruch Hu before washing negovasa, unless you have absolutely no alternative. Finally, we conclude this simen with Se'if Yudalid, and the Mechaber says, women, noshim, mevarachos, birchas haTorah. Women also are obligated, as we've already pointed out, to say birchas haTorah every day. In Sifkat Lamed Dalid, the Chafetz Chaim says to look in the Bir Halacha, and in the Bir Halacha, Dibra Maskel Noshem, he writes, "Doha chayavos limod hadinim shalohem." Women are obligated to learn Torah, not for the mitzvah of learning Torah, because they have to know the dinim that apply to them. That's number one. Number two, va'od chayavos lomar parshas hakabanos, kimosh chayavos mitvila, because women also have to say the korbanos, as we'll learn in the next simon, and therefore, just like they have to daven, they have to say the korbanos, and therefore their bracha of birchas haTorah goes on these things. And he brings us down the name of the Beis Yosef and the Magen Avraham. As a result, since they're obligated, the Chafetz Chaim says that a woman therefore could be yotzei a man in the bracha of birchas haTorah, and this is in fact the opinion of the Prima Gadim. The Vilna Gaon disagrees and says the reason why women make the bracha is because they're allowed to make a bracha on something that they're not mechuyevis to do, as we've already learned that mitzvah saseh shezman groma, the kayamas lan, we hold the yecholus levar chaleim. Women are permitted, at least according to the opinion of the Ramah, that they can make a bracha on something that they're not obligated to do because it's a time-dependent mitzvah. As a result, since they're not obligated but they're allowed to make it, they can make the bracha for themselves, but they can't be motzi a man. In the issue footnote number 33, he brings down this machlokas between the Mechaber and the Ramah as to women, whether women are allowed to make a bracha or not on mitzvahs that they're not obligated in, such as the time-dependent mitzvahs. The opinion of the Mechaber, which is the opinion of the Svardim, is that women cannot make this bracha, and the opinion of Ashkenaz and the Ramah is that women can make this bracha. Shlomo Zalman says, in addition, that the actual mitzvah of Birchas haTorah is a mitzvah by itself, not only connected to learning, and therefore women can make this bracha. And this is also brought down by the Griz in the name of the Chaim Brisker, who says the similar idea. And this concludes his fascinating simon on Birchas haTorah. And now we begin Simon Memches, which deals with the saying of the Korbanos section of the davening in the morning. The Ramah begins this simon, which is a short simon, only one sif, with an introduction. And the Ramah writes, Hagah, the Omrim Parshas haTomid, a person has to say the Parshas haTomid every single day. Parshas haTomid are the psukim that deal with the bringing of the carbon tamid, which was wrought both in the morning and in the afternoon. A chiyuv on all of Klal Yisrael, not on any individual. The Mishnah Berurah in Sifkat and Aleph writes, V'hi b'mokom hakrovos carbon haTomid. The saying of these psukim that deal with the bringing of the carbon tamid are a replacement, if you wish, for our lack of being able to bring the carbon tamid today. Shekin kibru chazal, shebizman she'ein beis hamikdash kayim. Chazal have a kabbalah that, unfortunately, when we live in the days when there is no beis hamikdash, the ein yicholim lakrib korbanos, and we're incapable of bringing korbanos nowadays, misha osek behen ubeparashiyosein. If somebody deals with them and with the parashiyos that deal with these psukim, mala olav akosuf kilu ikrivam, it looks as if we are actually bringing these korbanos. HaKadosh Baruch Hu considers it as if we brought these korbanos. And therefore, lekach yesh omrim gam kein seda marach mitam ze. And then, as we'll see in the next comment of the Ramah, he says, v'yesh omrim seda marach av ribono olamim atitzi vison v'chule. We say additional paragraphs as part of the korbanos section dealing with the setting up of the fires on top of the mizbeach, etc. And the Mishnah Berurah says, we say those, again, for the same idea. It's as if we brought these items to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And therefore, that's why nowadays it's prevalent to say, why we add that Gemara, which deals with the proper way to set up the fires on top of the Mizbeach, and the order of the Seder Hayom, what the Kohanim did from the first bringing of the fire wood onto the Mizbeach in the morning and through the entire process of the daily Korbanos. Furthermore, the Mishnah Berurah says, "Venirli pashut." It seems clear to me, the Mishnah Odeya Sefer Mitzvah Lilmod BeGemara Perish HaMemra Hazos. If somebody has the ability to understand and learn this, not just say it, V'chei Masha Anu Omrim B'Choyom Inyon Yasiyas Haktoris. And likewise, the saying of the Pitam Haktoris, the making of the Ketoris, the incense every day, it's not enough to just say it, but one ideally who has the capability to learn it should do so. Kidei Sheyovin Mashu Omer, in order that he understands what he's saying. U'bizeh, and only with this does one really fulfill the idea. Techoshiv Lo Hamira B'Makom Haktora, that the saying of these psukim dealing with the korbanos and with the ketores, in this way, when you understand it, does that replace, so to say, your bringing it? The king kasu asfarim, and this was written down in the holy svarim, the mash omer agmora, that which the gemara says, called osik b'parshas ola, anybody who's dealing with the parsha of the ola, the bringing of the korban ola, hakavonu shumasasek lohovin in yoneha, it means that he doesn't just say the words, but he's involved in understanding it. Lo amiras ateros levad, not just the saying of the words, and that's the opinion of the Magen Avraham. And he says, Parshas HaKorbanos Yomar Bamida, ideally one should say them standing up. Dugmas HaKorbanos Shoya Bamida, as the Korban had to be brought standing up, as one was not allowed to sit in the Azara other than Malchus Beis David. He furthermore brings down from the Shari Tshuva, in the name of Kama Achronim, that disagree with this. You don't have to say it standing up. In the Prima Gordon, he brings down the Kosav de Bekol Mokom, the Parshas HaTomid, Royal Amod. It is best to stand up for the saying of the Parshas HaTomid, Shekorim B'tzibur, Bekol Rom, which was said in many places out loud by the entire Tzibur together. And he brings us down the name of the Ber Hetiv as well, the name of the Derech Chochma, that one should be careful, Yizor Lomar Parshas HaTomi B'tzibur Mashalech Tzibur, for those that do say it that way. He brings down the Shari Tshuva that disagrees with this, Shehisig Alzeh, and he brings finally the Prima God, the Mashakosa B'sidur B'nusach HaYirotzon, that many have the custom to say this Yirotzon, Ki'ilu Hikravnu Korban HaTomid, that is as if we brought the Korban HaTomid, so he says, V'yesh Gorsim Hikravti, some have the Girsa that as if I brought it, that's not right, Eino Nochon, Ki Hikravti B'parshas Chachtos, Abbeolim Koi, that when we say the other Korbanos, which an individual can bring, those Korbanos, then you can say it's appropriate to say that I brought. However, Mashayin came B'tomid, the Korban HaTomid is not a Chiv on the individual, Ein Yochid Mikrei Balim, we're not individuals who are the Balim, the owners of this Korban, it's a Tzibur Korban, and therefore it's not proper to say Hikravti, but you should say Kilu Hikravnu, that we brought. Alternatively, he brings down the Tur, who has the Girsa, Kilu Korav HaTomid B'Mo'ado V'Hule V'Zenochon, or you can say that it as if it was brought, meaning that Tzibur brought it, and this is also correct. He brings down the Shari Tshuva, who says you can be Mejashiv our Girsa as well, for those people that say in a different Girsa, Ayin Shom. The Ramah then continues and he says, "V'im shorli omro b'tzibur." If one is not able to say it in the tzibur for whatever the reason, for example, the Mishnah Berurah in Sivkot and Bey says, "Shadarko be'osa mokum lo marak parshas atomid levad b'tzibur." They don't say anything other than the korban tomid in the tzibur. So if they don't say the ketores together in this, as a tzibur, how can you possibly say it with the tzibur? So he says, in those situations, yochol omro b'veso, a person can say it individually by himself in his house, and then v'lachzor parshas atomid levad b'tzibur. And then when he goes to shul and they say the korban tomid, he's allowed to say it again. Mishnah Berurah in Sivkot and Gimel does bring down Shemin Hagom Hoyom Mikedem Lomar Akol B'Yachid B'Korom. They used to say it all together out loud. V'im Kein Lo Yochol Lishtok Beis Shomer B'Tzibur. It would look inappropriate if he didn't say it along with everybody else. They would all daven together, and he's the only one that's not davening. It looks bad. The Minkar Milso. It would look apparent that he's not saying it Chas V'Shalom, and therefore he should say it along with them, even though he said it once before. But he should be mechavin the second time, but pamashniyah kekorban Torah is as if he's just reading in the Torah, not that he's saying a second time to bring the korban tomid. And Mishnah Berurah in Sivkot and Dalet writes, the reason this is shurak l'rav chamilso, brings down the name of the Torah, that this is just really an extra chumra, so to say, sholya nira kilo makruv shnei tamidim. It shouldn't look like he's bringing two tamidim. Of course, he's not really bringing two tamidim in this fashion. Dirshu footnote number one brings down a very important idea regarding the korban tomid, which again, unfortunately, many people do not make it a very special point to say the korbanos every morning. And he brings down from the Shulchan Aruch Harav, Shenagu Kol Yisrael V'Kavu Chova Al Atzmon L'Kros Parshas HaTomid Kodem HaTfila. It's a very important thing. It's now established custom. It's like a chiyuv for us to say so. Rav Chaim Kanievsky actually says it's a chiyuv in his Sefer. And we already learned in the Bir Halacha that women are obligated to say this as well. He brings down further from the Zohar that you should try to say this in shul if at all possible, before we fully start davening Psukah de Zimra. And the reason why this is so is because in the Beis HaMikdash, which is the equivalent of our shuls, that's where they would bring these korbanos, not at home. He adds furthermore that many have the custom to say the Ketores before Mincha as well. And he brings down the Ramah, that many do have the custom to say the Parshas HaTomid prior to Ashrei. And he says, why this hasn't become more widespread, like by Shachar's time. He brings down the fascinating Makor Chaim, who brings down from the Novi Yecheskel, who says that La'osid Lavo is Batel HaTomid Shoben Harbayim, that the morning carbon tomid will still be brought, but the afternoon carbon tomid will not be brought in the days of Mashiach B'mher Yomeinu, and therefore we don't have the custom, many don't have the custom to say the carbon tomid in the afternoon. Very fascinating. If one does not have the time to say them before the davening, he'll miss Man Kriya Shema, he'll miss Tzila B'Tzibur, so then the Ketzos HaShulchan in Dishu footnote number 2 brings down that under these circumstances, Yomru HaKorbonos Achar HaTfila, one can say them after davening. Somebody's rushed in the morning, but he'll have time after the davening, he certainly should say them when he has the time. In the issue footnote number 3, he brings down how important it is to say the Pita Maktores, brings down the Zohar, Shaha Omra, anybody who says this every day, Inotso Mikol Dvorim Royim, Umikom Pagoyim Royim, somebody will be saved from all sorts of bad things that could happen to him if he really is Machabein and says the Pita Maktores properly, from all sorts of terrible things and even from death, and he won't be harmed all day. And he says furthermore, he has to have this with Kavon, not just the saying of the words alone. He brings down as well the Seder Hayom, which is a custom that many people have taken upon themselves to read the Parsha of the Ketores every day from a real klaf. And if one does this every day, this is a wonderful school for that person. Furthermore, in Dirshu footnote number 4, he brings down from the Zohar Kodesh, Amar Rav Krispedoi, Misha Maskir Befiv, Bavati Knesios, Bavati Medroshos, Inyan HaKabonos, Vikravtem, Umachavin Behem, if somebody goes and learns and understands in the morning, Davins, the Korbanos, and they're bringing, he says, Bris Krusahi, She'elu HaMalochim, Shemaskirim Lochova, Enam Yechulim Lassos Lo Elatova. Those antagonistic Malochim that are going to prosecute him will not have the ability to go and hurt him in any way, and they'll only be able to say good things about him. We'll learn more about the fascinating discussion about the Korban HaTomid and other parts of the Korbanos section in Mi'etz Hashem in tomorrow's shir. That concludes today's shir.